This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Joining us right now, he's on the line, is our district attorney for the city of New Orleans, Jason Williams. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Sheriff. How are you?
Doing well. Jason, you are one of the presenters that, as well, but will be off air by the time that you come on, because I think you are the last presenter. What do you intend to tell this group this morning?
One, I want to thank everybody in that room and everyone who has worked beyond their own careers to engage in making New Orleans a safer place. I want to thank the people in that room, number one. But number two, I want to let them know that despite what the rhetoric that we see around the country as it relates to elected and appointed in the city of New Orleans and in the state, I believe we are in a really wonderful moment of collaboration and partnership where we're putting public safety first, where we meet, we're sometimes critical with each other in behind closed doors, but we come out with a united front against violent offenders. And the numbers, the public safety gains, they show it. And I hope it's something we can maintain.
And obviously that's something that's needed, right? I mean, most organizations have struggled with getting the human capital resources that they need, sometimes financial resources that they need, and there's just not enough time to do a number of things. So I know that you guys have worked with the NOPD with a great relationship with the Louisiana State Police Crime Lab. Until the crime lab here is fully functional and up and running in order to backfill and help in that operation.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the, I guess, sort of sustainable things that have existed over the course of many administrations. The state police, they've come in during Mardi Gras in the past. They've come in during Operation Golden Eagle. Thank goodness we have them here full time now. But that crime lab has been holding up huge parts of the state of Louisiana, New Orleans being one of them, for quite some time. We should have endeavored to have our own local crime lab up after Hurricane Katrina. That obviously was a misstep when you look at the amount of crime that we have here. And so it's created a backlog because a number of parishes are relying on LSP. But that partnership, there's serious cases we wouldn't be able to move forward on simply because no judge, no defense attorney would let us try without getting those testing results back. And so we have a deep debt of gratitude to the LSP for always being in the gap on that.
Jason, recently Sheriff Hudson indicated that the jail is at the max and maybe a little over at the max as a result of the endeavors and some of the initiatives engaged in by Troop NOLA. Your thoughts about the state of the state of what's going on there and the special relationship that you developed with the AG's office, Liz Murrell.
So, you know, our goal was to make New Orleans safe, was to target specific violent offenders, neutralize them, take them off the board, convict them, and send them away for good. That goal, at no point in time are we trying to do that based upon a jail bed count in Orleans Parish. That cannot be a driving mechanism in public safety. I understand the problem. I understand the concern. There's a consent decree. And there's a lot of things that can be done to deal with it. But in the middle of a crime surge, in the middle of going after folks who are hurting people, I don't think jail beds can be I don't think that can be the factor.
You, in what way? You lost me. I'm not sure I understand the
connection. What I'm saying to you is I know the sheriff here has indicated that she's running out of space because LSP, NOPD, the DA's office, and AG's office are firing on all cylinders to neutralize problem actors in our community. And if those arrests and convictions take us higher than what the sheriff believes that jail size should be, that can't be a factor for law enforcement in terms of going after bad actors. And frankly, I do believe that keeping certain folks in jail has been a huge contributor to violent crime going down. And so I think we just have to be very careful that we're not blending everything together, suggesting that we should change our strategy because of jail size.
I got it. Thank you for clearing that up. It does put a little more pressure on your office, though, to increase the amount of throughput with the court as well as the judges, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we've had some discussions in the past when we were coming out of the self-induced coma that we all put ourselves in to get through the pandemic. As you remember, Sheriff, the criminal courthouse in New Orleans was shut down longer than any other parish, which I truly believe contributed to the crime spike in New Orleans. And that just meant we didn't have all the tools available to us. And that means we've got to be more efficient and more effective in court. We've got 12 sections of court. Any given day, we have enough jurors to go to trial in three sections of court. So that's a problem. We got to figure out a way to. I mean, I think what's happening in Jefferson, I think it's one day a week. Therefore, citizens, there's a lot more voluntary participation in terms of showing up because people know I come this day. If I get selected, I do my duty. But if I don't get picked, then I move on. So I think we've got to make some changes there. But also think we have to use the full day. We've got to make sure that whether maybe in federal court, sometimes there's multiple dockets, not just a 9 o'clock docket where everything is being stacked. And I think we need to be a little bit more creative about how we deal with the numbers of cases that exist. And then we can process these cases faster, and individuals that will be serving time can be sent to penitentiaries and other places. And that would reduce jail overcrowding here locally.
Do you get the sense that the court is receptive to that conversation?
I haven't seen any changes yet. I'm going to continue to push, and hopefully they will become receptive. Because the one thing we can't do is start letting violent people out of jail or recidivists, even if they're nonviolent, out of jail. You know, that is going to send us backwards. And so there's some judges that are very receptive to this, but there's some that are not. And I think we just got to get to a point where the en banc sees a strategy that they're willing to adopt with fidelity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And I think you would agree with the number of arrests that perpetrators of violent crime, and more specifically murders, those individuals stay in jail. Those are growing in number in the jail population today. Is there some special strategy that y'all are deploying to try and get as many of these murder cases through the court system?
Absolutely. We prioritize murder cases above any other case other than sexual assault cases. Sexual assault cases, violence against children, and murder cases. Those cases are being prioritized in court, starting with the oldest case, because as you know, cases don't get better for prosecutors over time. Witnesses' memories fade. People die. People move on. People leave the police department who worked on certain cases. And so those are the cases we focus on. You'll very rarely see a low-level nonviolent offense trumping those cases in sections of court. Obviously, there are certain cases that we've got to put in the queue. Domestic violence cases need to work through the system faster than any other case because of the vicious cycle that survivors find themselves in. I've had some good conversations with Chief Judge Tracy Flemings Davalier and Rondegut Douglas, Judge Rondegut Douglas, about the possibility of maybe having a couple of specialty courts that could focus on domestic violence cases so those cases don't find themselves stuck behind murder cases, whether it's a portion of the docket or all the docket. We haven't quite figured that out yet. But I think we've got to get creative, and we've got to find every force multiplier out there because we don't have enough problem in every agency. We don't have enough jurors to try cases in every section of court every day. We don't have enough prosecutors. We don't have enough police, and we don't have enough capacity in the crime lab, which means we have to find force multipliers to allow the human beings that are doing this work to be more effective during their work days. They're very long work days.
No doubt, for sure. Let's pivot to your office. A number of members of your office will be receiving an award today for the conviction of serial murderer Tyrone Steele. Corbin Bates, Natasha Childress, Dana Damal, Elizabeth Garcia, Corey Tassan, and Aaron Washington from your office will be recipients of awards. Tell us about this case.
So this was a young violent offender, barely at the age of maturity, but he was. He was a serial killer by every definition. We know of at least 5 bodies that he's responsible for in less than 6 months' time. And that is prolific by any measure. And you look at the level of collaboration that was happening between my office and the LPD detectives and patrolmen who work separate disparate cases to work together to find connective tissue between all these cases to reveal that it was actually one young man that was committing these crimes. It was an impressive piece of work by this trial team and by the investigators to pull together all of this evidence in a very short period of time to show to a jury that he was responsible for all of this. And I've heard you, I listen to your show, and I've heard you talk about high-impact criminals. And when you target high-impact criminals, the relief and the measure of safety that's brought to the community that he was wreaking harm on is exponential. And that that collaboration that happened here is something that is worth touting. We're using it as a model in my office to train other trial lawyers and other homicide detectives to look for those connectors between all sorts of cases. I mean, whether it's a carjacking spree or a burglary spree or gun stealing, those things are often tied to homicides. And we're working to be smarter about putting these cases together so that we take out every single person that participated, that harbored, that played any role in violent crime.
My best days, Mr. DA, were when I read daily summaries of outlining a case, just like you said, where they're connecting all the dots and they're working together. And the NOPD officers that worked alongside the members of your office that I just mentioned are Ryan Oquan with NOPD, Robert Barrere, NOPD, Nicholas Davis, NOPD, and Walter Edmond, NOPD. And
absolutely,
all these folks
absolutely
will be getting awards today. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. You know, I just want to say, give a big shout out to the NOPD because they've done more with less for a very long time. They don't get enough credit for it. They have complied and run to the goals of this consent decree more so than any other city ever has. And a big thanks to the governor and to the AG for realizing that the health of the city of New Orleans is a huge determining factor for the health of the city, of the state. And coming and getting in this fight with me and Chief Kirkpatrick and then former Chief Michelle Woodfork to add to the fight so that we can make New Orleans safer, faster. It's working. People around the country are taking notice. It's gratitude. I have nothing but gratitude.
And kudos for you for creating an environment where you have the ability to receive that assistance, because that goes a long way as well.
I appreciate that, Noel. But, you know, we got a job to do, and it doesn't matter how we get it done as long as it's honest and fair. And Ronald Reagan said, it's amazing what you can do if you don't care who gets you credit.
Yep. You know, it's unfortunately we have enough work to go around, right? There's no shortage.
I would love to be bored. I would love to be bored.
Well said. Well said, Mr. D.A. Jason Williams, District Attorney for the City of New Orleans, thank you so much for visiting with us this morning. Congratulations on behalf to your office, the members of your office, and working together with NOPD. And we look forward to hearing the story told this morning. That'll be one of the things that we'll be able to cover live this morning. So I look forward to seeing you here shortly. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Sheriff.
All right, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we'll visit with Colonel Robert P. Hodges. He's the superintendent of the Louisiana State Police. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.